was quite soundless. Her shoulders barely trembled. Then her eyes opened and looked at him through swimming tears.
"I never saw a dead man before. He was all bloody, and his head was just all... I managed to get a robot, and he called others, and I suppose they took care of me and of Rykane. I don't remember. I don't..."
Bailey said, "What do you mean they took care of Rykane?"
"They took him away and cleaned up."
There was a small wedge of indignation in her voice. The lady of the house, careful of its condition.
"Things were a mess."
"And what happened to the body?" She shook her head.
"I don't know. Burned, I suppose, like any dead body."
"You didn't call the police?" She looked at him blankly, and Bailey thought, "No police." He said, "You told somebody, I suppose. People found out about the matter." She said,
"The robots called a doctor, and I had to call Rykane's place of work. The robots there had to know he wouldn't be back."
"The doctor was for you, I suppose." She nodded. For the first time, she seemed to notice her wrapper draped about her hips. She pulled it up into position, murmuring forlornly,
"I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
Bailey felt uncomfortable watching her as she sat there helpless, shivering, her face contorted with the absolute terror that had come over her with the memory. She had never seen a dead body before. She had never seen blood and a crushed skull. And if the husband-wife relationship on Solaria was something thin and shallow, it was still a dead human being with whom she had been confronted. Bailey scarcely knew what to say or do next. He had the impulse to apologize, and yet, as a policeman, he was doing only his duty. But there were no police on this world. Would she understand that this was his duty? Slowly and as gently as he could, he said, "Gladiah, did you hear anything at all, anything besides your husband's shout?" She looked up, her face as pretty as ever, despite its obvious distress, perhaps because of it. She said,
"Nothing."
"No running footsteps, no other voice?" She shook her head.
"I didn't hear anything."
"When you found your husband, he was completely alone? You two were the only ones present?"
"Yes."
"No signs of anyone else having been there?"
"None that I could see. I don't see how anyone could have been there anyway."
"Why do you say that?" For a moment, she looked shocked. Then she said dispiritedly,
"You're from Earth. I keep forgetting. Well, it's just that nobody could have been there. My husband never saw anybody except me, not since he was a boy. He certainly wasn't the sort to see anybody. Not Rykane. He was very strict, very custom-abiding."
"It might not have been his choice. What if someone had just come to see him without an invitation, without your husband knowing anything about it? He couldn't have helped seeing the intruder, regardless of how custom-abiding he was." She said,
"Maybe, but he would have called robots at once and had the man taken away. He would have. Besides, no one would try to see my husband without being invited to. I couldn't conceive of such a thing. And Rykane certainly would never invite anyone to see him. It's ridiculous to think so."
Bailey said softly, "Your husband was killed by being struck on the head, wasn't he?"